seeing blood. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle woke up in winter Brisbane for the conference of Wong, Miles, Bloodless Blinken, child playmate of the Maxwells and Ghislaine, at the convivial meeting of Osmen, in the gaunt guise of Sherlock Holmes, his creation. Doyle was there because Wong had said she read him, and it seemed as if he might help release Julian Assange if he could secure her attention. In life he had been successful in the freedom of at least two unjustly arrested men, Adaji, who was a shy half-Indian, accused in 1906 of animal mutilation, and Slater, a German Jew in prison for a beating murder he also hadn't done. Doyle financed his appeal and he won. It was partly because of all this that in 1907 the Court of Criminal Appeal was begun, so Doyle thought he might have weight with Wong. As a doctor too, he knew she had trained as one, but abandoned her studies because of her long distaste at the sight of blood. However, Holmes was based, as she would have known, on the methods of a professor of medicine, and it was just such a succinct appeal to reason Doyle hoped would succeed with her this time. But she was smiling too much at the American, and Holmes in Doyle recognised the panic-stricken bonhomie of a slowly set-up victim whose manners are of foes who've already won. In the press before her, she seemed in oblivion to the sharp-eyed, thin man with just one question. Assange, Assange, Assange again, perhaps in shock to the point of boredom. If it was blood by which she was shaken, Doyle thought, there might have been an objection about her enthusiasm for the manufacture of arms, facilitating their Chinese war to come. But he could have shown balance even then. He had once signed his own petition in favour of the first war with the Germans, but of course it was for some Germany reborn, partly in Europe, even Pacific Ocean, that these new wars were starting to take form. The infinite paperclip operation. Blinken made his merciless oration. Holmes's keen eyes were like eternity when Wong finally met them with quick glancing scorn she'd perfected for dealing with detraction. But then she glanced out from the situation as if it had been mortal blood she'd seen from her inner reading, like an apparition.